And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who takes golf way too seriously. You and the friends are just looking to make some bogeys and have a few pops. Captain Serious Golfer has other plans, though, because every day is the final round at Augusta for this friend.
First of all, do not get a ride to the course with this friend, unless you want to be there 2 hours early. They have to practice putting, then chipping, then go to the driving range, and then putt again, chip again, then they try on gloves, and then they putt for a third time, but at a different practice green to see if it's different, and then obviously you have to chip on the new green, too. Ugh!
If you're not dressed properly, this friend will let you know about it. You know, you're really supposed to have a collared shirt on. We're at the 9-hole course at Blackstrap, bud. I just saw someone walk by shirtless in flip-flops. I think I'll be okay.
If you don't know the play it as it lies rule, well, you will after a round with this friend. It doesn't matter if it's just a fun round. If you move your ball out of the bushes, that's a 2-stroke penalty, and they will mark it down on the scorecard.
A weird thing happens right around hole 3. This friend turns into your coach. Even though you did not ask them to be your coach, they just start giving you random pointers. Hey, keep your feet closer together. Loosen that grip. Your shoulders have to crank and then fizzle. Please stop, okay? I shot a 96 yesterday. I'm just out here to make some memories. Also, crank then fizzle? What does that even mean?
Mulligans? Nope. Redo a drive because your first one wasn't great? Absolutely not. T-box shenanigans? Don't even think about it.
You're probably thinking to yourself, wow, this person must be unreal at golf if they take it that serious. No, they're not. That's the worst part. This friend isn't even good.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.